The question is about Muslims in the West, that we are going in a situation of relative ease and possibly things would get difficult. My opinion is that definitely things will get difficult. There's no doubt about it. Muslims have had a very, very long honeymoon in the West, and it's already over in America. And America is the trendsetter of the rest of the West. So wait, it's just traveling across the Atlantic and it will get here. This is the sunnah of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the early Muslims, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Do you think that you will enter into paradise without going through what the people before you went through? And just like the people before us went through trials and tribulations, we will have to go through the same. And by, just because the fact you carry a British passport or US passport doesn't make you exempt. Don't think that that is something that is a privilege that will make you exempt of the sunnah of Allah. You know, because really some Muslims think that just because they carry this document, they have all of the rights in the world. And that is an illusion. We are already starting to see in America a double standard applied to the Muslims living there. And it's inching closer and closer day by day to being a police state. Some, in fact, would disagree with me and say it's already a police state. So we really need to invest now. We need to invest now before it's too late. Invest in yourself, invest in your family, invest in your children, so that when things happen, you're at least prepared. And don't wait until it's too late. The situation of the Muslims in Bosnia, I knew a brother from Bosnia, he came to the US, he said, we were so close to the Serbs. We were like them. Our girls would hang out with their boys in bars. We were neighbors. Intermarriages were happening both ways. I mean, we were like them, and we never ever imagined that one day this would happen. And suddenly, overnight, killing and massacres among them just started. And this brother said that we would go around, and Muslims are still surprised, and they still cannot wake up and realize that the Serbs are their enemy. And an American convert, a brother, he went and visited some of these refugees, Muslim Bosnian refugees. Said, I went in and I said, Assalamu alaikum. So this Muslim Bosnian man looked back to me and said, don't say Assalamu alaikum, I have nothing to do with this, I'm European. So even after all of this happened, I mean, this man is not able to wake up and realize that he's persecuted because of his religion. Amazing examples of ideal Muslims among the Bosnians. I'm giving an example of a few. But the Bosnians, having went through all of this fitna and brainwashing, many of them were still able to retain their Islamic identity. So as Muslims living in the West, you need to prepare for the worst. You need to prepare for the worst. We don't ask for problems to come. We don't invite them. We don't wish them to happen. But we have to prepare. We have to be ready. Rasulullah ﷺ says, لا تتمنوا لقاء العدو. Don't ask for confrontation with an enemy. Don't look forward to confronting enemies. And Rasulullah ﷺ says, اسألوا الله العفو والعافية. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make everything for you secure and healthy. But things follow sunan of Allah. There is a sunan. There are certain laws. Just like Allah has laws of nature, there are laws in human life. And we need to study those laws. And Quran is the book to look at to learn about the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in human life. No. The first question, let me start with the second part first, about Kitab al-Fitan. The brother is referring to a lecture that I gave in GMAS, and I mentioned some ahadith from a book by Naim ibn Hamad, the Sheikh of al-Bukhari. This book hasn't, the ahadith in it haven't been verified. So we don't know whether the ahadith are strong or weak. And I quoted some of the ahadith from them. Now, I don't recall the ones that I quote and the ones that I didn't. But anyway, this might not be the appropriate time to mention those ahadith because a lot of commenting would need to go with those ahadith. Second question, the pyramids. The ruling is, when it comes to artifacts or ruins left behind by al-Zalama, the ones who were destroyed by Allah, they should only be visited for the purpose of reminder, ibrah. If a person is going there sightseeing, tourism, then it's not allowed. But if a person is going there to learn the lessons from these ayat, then that is why they remained in the first place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected these ruins so that they will be a reminder for the people to come. Like for example, in I think it's in Greece or in Rome, the city of Pompeii, which was destroyed by the volcano. You can still see their idols. You can still see the khamr, zina. It was all frozen in time. So when this volcano erupted, the people of this town were going on with life as usual in their lifestyle of fasad, corruption. And this volcano came and just buried them alive, and they were frozen in the particular situations they were in when they died. It's a reminder to show us that this is what will happen to the people who are mufsideen, corrupt. If one visits with this intention, then it's acceptable because, and maybe what these Talabat al-Ilm were referring to is when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the army passed next to the ruins of Thamud. They have taken some water from the wells of Thamud and they were preparing to make bread, and they were using that water. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered them to feed that bread to the camels and not eat it themselves, and to throw away all of the water that they picked up from those wells, because these are the wells and these are the dwellings of the people who were punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not want them to associate with these people or to drink from their water, to stay away from them. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِلَّا أَن تَكُونُ بَاكِينَ. You are not allowed to enter through the towns of Thamud unless you are going to weep. You're going to learn the lesson, draw the lesson from it. Our future is not going downhill. It's going up and it has been on the rise for a while, but we fail to see it. Things are not getting worse, brother. Things are getting better. And there are many examples that one could give. 20 years ago, go to the centers of the Muslim world and visit them now, you will see the difference. Among the youth, things are getting better. Islamic education, people are learning more. There is more interest in learning Sharia now than there was maybe in any time in the past century. And maybe you can even say we can go back a few centuries back. There is so much interest in learning Islam now, it is uncomparable to any time in the past few centuries. And the amount of knowledge that is also spreading around is amazing compared to the time before. You know, we went through a period when there were a lot of scholars dying and people were saying, that's it, ilm is ending. There's not going to be any more knowledge.